Good morning, I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Time once again for your Central Minnesota Farm Report on a Saturday morning. It's brought to you each and every week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. We had a busy week this week in Washington, D.C. with Washington Watch. It's an event held each and every year with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, so we'll have additional reports we didn't get to this week coming up next week here, or this coming week on CASM Radio. But for this morning, we have a chance to check in with the Secretary of Labor, Martin Walsh. He joined us on Friday as a new updated jobs report came out, and he gave us an overview of some of the findings in the report.
We added 428,000 jobs in the month of April. A complete total since President Biden's taken office, 8.3 million. 95% of all the jobs that we lost at the beginning of the pandemic have recovered. We've averaged over 500,000 jobs over the last 3 months, which is good growth. We're seeing unemployment rate in the country 3.6%. All the unemployment rates for everybody kind of dropped this month, except for the overall unemployment rate. Women 3.2%, Black, African American 5.9%, Hispanic 4.1%, and Native American, Alaskan Native 5.3%. The average hourly earnings in the biggest growth we saw was in leisure and hospitality, over 12.6%, which is outpacing inflation. We're seeing strong growth in almost every sector, particularly in manufacturing, transportation, and in retail. Not online retail, actually in store retail. So we're seeing growth there, and I think over time we're going to start to see, you know, the folks that aren't familiar with this, I mean, I wasn't familiar with this until I became the Secretary of Labor. These 500,000 a month job growths aren't normal under circumstances that we're not living in a pandemic era. So we're starting to see, we're not seeing it yet, but we'll start to see a transition to regular market conditions eventually.
Mr. Secretary, as far as the labor force itself, it still seems like, I know here in rural parts of Minnesota, we still have a lot of openings and still searching for those to fill those positions. What are we seeing as far as a labor force right now?
Well, I think that we saw the participation rate this month drop 0.2%, which is the first time since May of 2021. I think what we have to do, quite honestly, is work closer with businesses on making sure that people have the ability, the skills that they need to take the jobs that are open. I think that's one of the pieces that's really important here. There's lots of jobs in rural America and all across America, quite honestly, that people quit their job because they felt that they weren't making ends meet. They're looking for better opportunities because there's such openings. We need to make sure people have the workforce skills they need to obtain these jobs. And at the Department of Labor, we have been focused on rural America. Certainly the president in the bipartisan infrastructure bill, I mean, he talks about it a lot, about making sure the infrastructure of rural America is strong. So we just need to continue to focus on that and work in those areas of the country that, quite honestly, might have been left behind in the past.
Do you feel as well when it comes to that workforce too? I think the pandemic did maybe push that one generation to maybe retire or take a different approach. Is that a factor in it, or is there some other factors maybe affecting different age groups like that 20 to 30 to 40-year-old? I know you mentioned, too, it has fueled some career change.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that people have reevaluated their ability or their want or desire to work during the pandemic, and as we continue to move forward here, a lot of people have left. I mean, there's no secret to that. We are starting to see, in some cases, people come back into the workforce, maybe into a different job. I think that's the key. I think younger people, quite honestly, they don't have the ability to be able to retire. They don't have the savings. They don't have the pensions. They don't have all their Social Security paid in. And a lot of those folks are saying, wait a second, you know, I worked in this job. I was making X amount of dollars, and I wasn't, you know, being able to support my family the way I wanted to. So I think there's still a lot of fluctuating going on in our workforce today as far as people and where they are. And that's why I think when I talked about job training and workforce development, I think it's really important that we at the Department of Labor continue to have the conversations with employers and employees in the country to make sure we're making the investments in the right places.
Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh joining us here on CASM Radio. Final question. How are these other factors of our economy playing a role here? We're seeing a heightened heightened interest rates right now, and also just the cost of business, doing business for our businesses, that's also rising as well.
Yeah, well, you listen, everyone at their kitchen table is concerned about inflation. There's no question about it. I mean, people are concerned about it. And not, this isn't going to make anyone feel better. It's a global issue. It's not just an American issue. There's lots of factors why there's inflationary pressures. Part of it is supply chain productivity, manufacturing, you know, what's going on in Ukraine right now. There's lots of different issues that's happening here, and it's all kind of that perfect storm that's causing these prices to go up. President Biden, you know, certainly yesterday we saw the Fed make some policy changes. President supports their pivot to tighter, making the policy tighter. And then also, we just need to continue to work on getting goods and products into the United States of America. But we also have to look a little further down the road and shift away from being so dependent on foreign imports. And you know, the president filed of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. It has both Republican and Democratic support. We need to get that bill through. That bill would allow us the opportunity to produce more chips and chips in the United States of America. The chips that go in our cars and our phones and our doorbells and everything that we use these days. So the president's in Ohio today talking about that. So I think that as a country, we need to take this moment in time to really think about how do we produce more here in the United States of America so we're less dependent on other countries to produce the goods and services that American people need and want.
I guess I should add in just one more question, too. When we talk labor, too, I think that the topic that goes with that is immigration reform and such, which we have lacked over many years. Will that play a factor, you think? I know, especially for rural Minnesota as well, and for agriculture, that's a concern.
Yeah, and I think that when it comes to the issue of immigration, unfortunately, when it comes to, you know, Congress, it becomes a partisan issue. And immigration is really a bipartisan issue. When you think about immigration, if we look at the reality of the situation, the jobs that are needed in this country, whether it's in farming industry or in manufacturing or in warehousing, immigrants fulfill a lot of those jobs. And you know, every company I've spoken to is all asking and talking about immigration reform, the need for immigration reform. However, people often, you know, will convolute the issue by talking about the southern border. But if you have a policy, and the president wants to address this, a real comprehensive immigration reform package that deals with the border and deals with people that are here in this country right now that are undocumented, and also deals with, quite honestly, people in this country coming to get educated in this country. We have foreign students that come to the United States of America. They go to our colleges. They go to our universities. And when they're done, most of those folks can't stay here in the United States. So, I mean, I think that, you know, when you think about an immigrant is not taking an American job. We have roughly 12 million jobs in America right now that are open. We have 6 million people eligible for those jobs. So there is an opportunity for us to really do some comprehensive immigration reform while addressing the issue of our economy, but also addressing the issue of our border.
Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh joining us here on CASM Radio, talking labor, which is a very vital for our hometown Main Street businesses, and also a very vital for agriculture, industry, transportation, you name it. Vital part. We'll wait and see and follow those statistics as we head into the summer. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon.